My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And let's see, why is that not connecting? Hang on one second. I got a minor technical glitch going on here that we've got to fix. And you know what? All right, AJ, I think I'm going to need to call you back real quick. Let me call you right back.
I'll be here.
Well, wait, no. It came in. All right, I think we're good. A lot of times it won't stereolize when it does it like that, but you sound great. I am really excited to welcome my next guest. He is he's a star maker. He is, as I mentioned, last hour, in introducing, the program to you today. He's a man who has, produced programming for, well, every name that you might know out there in the world. We could start with the Laura Ingraham Show, the Chris Salcedo Show, our mutual friend Brian Crabtree, Edward Woodson. He's also helped with Monica Crowley and helping produce the Monica Crowley Show. And he's also, been in the background of some of the biggest books that have broken across the country, whether it be comedy, fiction, religion, sports, economics, a lot of the guests that you hear, Judge Jeanine Pirro, a lot of the guests that you hear here on Chosen Generation Radio are individuals that my next guest connects us with. Publicist, author, producer, influencer, Publius PR, and author of this brand new book that really is kind of a, well, this is what I've been doing, folks, and this is what you should know. The Woking Dead. AJ Rice joins me. AJ, welcome. Good to have you.
Pastor Greg, my brother. It's good to be here. Good to talk to your audience.
Oh, man. It's really a thrill. We've been trying to do this. I have. I've been after you for years saying, come on the show. We'll have a good time. You'll enjoy it. It'll be fun. But we needed something. Well, we needed a foundation.
All good things come to those who wait. Here I am.
Well, we needed the foundation.
The Phantom Menace stepped out from behind the curtain, and he's actually doing interviews.
Yeah.
It took a lot to get me out of my castle, but here I am, super excited to be with you guys.
Well, glad to have you, here with me. And a lot of incredible stories in the book. I think one of the things that jumps out is how stories, and some of these are, you know, most of this is predicated on the current event and what happened with President Trump. But a lot of this too, AJ, goes back a number of years. And I think it gives us an insight into how long wokeism has actually been around. It's been around a long time.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's a target-rich environment today. But the creeping sort of the original, you know, manifestation of it really begins, you know, decades ago, with the political correctness movement. And, you know, it's a culture war issue. It has to do with cancel culture. It has to do with teaching critical race theory. I mean, I was in college at Penn State in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they were trying some of this stuff then, you know. They were trying out some of this stuff then, you know, where they were basically rewriting American history. And a lot of it comes out of postmodernism, which is a philosophy that gets taught in humanities departments across the world, you know, which is a garbage philosophy about sort of whether or not history is real or relative and there's no absolute truth and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been around a long time. It accelerated under Obama, because you weren't allowed to say anything bad about him because of the skin color of his father. And, you know, come all the way forward. I mean, Trump, was, I mean, he broke people. He broke people because he was not willing to put himself, you know, shoehorn himself into the little politically correct box that they want to put everyone in.
Right.
George W. Bush was more than willing to comply. I voted for him. I worked for him. He's a good man. McCain really was compliant. Romney even more compliant. People like Paul Ryan, people like John Boehner, people like Mitch McConnell, different variations of being compliant to wokeism.
Right.
But that's why they all lost.
And
you know, Trump
and your book,
came along,
yeah.
And he shattered all the rules.
Right. And your book really helps people also. I mean, there's a roadmap in here for folks to understand. You can't kowtow to wokeism. You can't Neville Chamberlain with wokeism. You've got a Winston Churchill wokeism because they'll grab the words that you say and literally try to tell you what the definition is. They'll tell you what you're thinking, and you better be thinking what they want you to think. I mean, that's the message that I get.
You have to totally reject the premise. Don't even play as, I mean, that's, I learned that from Rush Limbaugh. Reject the premise.
Yeah.
Don't even play on the field. Yeah. Burn the field down. Mm-hmm. Okay? So don't even engage them and goose step to their, you know, little tiny lightweight authoritarianism in how you speak and what pronoun you want and what type of jokes you can tell and music you can listen to and movies you can watch and, you know, because they want you to be compliant. It's a authoritarianism,
right,
of the culture. You have to fight back. The culture is where it's at. My old mentor, Andrew Breitbart, who pulled me out of the river like Moses many moons ago, used to say the American people are downstream from culture. They don't know who the senior senator from Idaho is, but they do know if you cancel their musician, if you cancel their comedian, or somebody gets thrown off of a news channel because of a joke or a tweet, they're very aware of that.
Yep. And that, folks, is really the impetus, the woking dead, how society's Vogue virus destroys our culture. When you began the journey, and I know, you know, you prefer to be kind of behind the scenes and are very gifted and talented and comfortable helping others to stay on course, stay on track. But when you began the process of writing this book, what were some of the memories that you put in here that surprised you the most?
Well, I'll tell you, the Vogue virus is not COVID. During COVID was when this beast really burst forth. Some of it was George Floyd. Some of it was the Me Too, phony, pink, pussycat hat brigade. Some of it was that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was watching lefties like Bill Maher and Bobby Kennedy Jr., Naomi Wolf, be completely horrified, Barry Weiss at the New York Times, by the compliance of their colleagues, where, you know, anything that came out of Fauci's mouth was true. George Floyd was the patron saint, I guess, of fentanyl, and you must not challenge it. Must not. Antifa is a great organization. BLM is above reproach. The country was founded on the 1619 Project, and we're all just sort of swimming around in the fishbowl of white supremacy and privilege. This stuff accelerated in the last couple of years. So the Vogue virus isn't the China virus. The Vogue virus isn't COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-22. The Vogue virus is wokeism. And what's crazy is that corporations have signed on to this. Disney, Coca-Cola, you can go on and on.
Right. We talk about that. Yeah. We talk about that with the Free Enterprise Project quite often. And it's an end around, right? I mean, it's an end around that they're doing because they realize, okay, we can't get them as the government, quote unquote, although the J6 commission is a treasonous effort. In my opinion, it's treason, what they're doing. But that being said, they realize that there are still some fragments of the Constitution left that inhibit their ability to do certain things. So what have they done? They've hired corporations now, which are just empty souled shells, and they're now driving those to push what you're talking about, which is, you know, shutting down. We're living in a Gestapo state. I mean, if you said that under Obama, of course, then you were the Nazi, right? I mean, that's what they said.
Correct. I mean, look, these corporations are filled to the brim with little activists, little left-wing, woke, jackbooted, you know, CRT-inspired crazy people. They're all born after the year 1998, and they're controlling what's going on at giant publicly traded companies. Very few have fought back. Netflix, they had a little, rebellion going on because of Dave Chappelle. You know, Dave Chappelle isn't exactly Ben Carson, but he was too much for them. One joke about a trans person here or there, he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Yeah.
Send him off to the camp to be re-educated. So, you know, the idea that a Pastor Greg could end up in the same jail cell with Bill Maher, or Hannity with Chappelle, or whoever, or A.J. Rice, you know, with, you know, Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's married to Cheryl Hines, left winger, who's on the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm show. It's crazy. But they've put us all in this basket because of free speech, because we won't comply.
Yeah.
And look, this COVID-19 debacle, this was a dress rehearsal for us. Let's see how much they'll put up with before they push back.
Yep.
And they had blue state governors helping them. They had the head of most of these big tech companies helping them. They had certain corporations like we just talked about helping them, which basically is the entertainment industry.
Right.
And obviously their friends in the media and academia and the public school unions. So, I mean, this is how you control a people. You move them around like herds of sheep.
And the irony is that they know it. I mean, it, you know, I love that, that Mark Zuckerberg's comments that he made to his own staff have come out on video where he clearly identifies that, hey, by the way, probably not a good idea to mess around with these injections, right? I mean, this guy, if you put that video up, if it was anybody else and you put that video up on Facebook, you'd immediately be banned.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if that was, you know, I mean, look, they all know. That's the funny thing. They're all completely aware that this whole thing was just a scam that was put on us. And then once they opened, they couldn't go back. So they had to, once you publicly, you know, embrace some of this stuff, you have to, they're willing to go, you know, to the mat for some of this craziness.
It is nuts. It's nuts.
They want to decide what you put in your body.
We're going to take a quick break.
What you wear, what you eat.
It's a total Gestapo state. The Woking Dead. We'll be back with more with AJ Rice coming up right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is the guru. AJ Rice is a publicist, author, producer, influencer, Publius, and that's PublusPR.com. Publius. You know what? That would be a probably a question you, well, maybe you get it. I don't know if you get it much or not. But what made you choose that particular name?
Well, many moons ago, I taught English literature, and then in fact, my bachelor's degree from Penn State is in that. And then afterwards, I studied political science. My company, Publius PR, is based in Virginia. It's been around about 16 years. Originally, it was more of a production company. And then it sort of morphed into PR and media. But Publius at least the most recent version of who Publius was, mm-hmm. was the pen name, the pseudonym of John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison when they wrote the Federalist Papers. This is what they published, the Federalist Papers, in the late, 1800s,
right.
or late to 18th century.
Right.
Under the name Publius. It was, no one knew, we know now who wrote what. But the three of them were, they took the name from ancient Rome. I took the name from them. In ancient Rome, there was a famous orator, thinker, philosopher, during the time of Cicero, named Publius. The longer name, but that was part of his name. So they took that. They liked him during the Roman Republic. They were creating their own republic. So they all wrote under that pen name. And quite frankly, when I went to create the company, I was shocked that it was available because I'm about 20 minutes from James Madison's house where I'm sitting right now. Montpelier, I could be there in 20 minutes. So that is where the name came from.
That is cool. That is really cool. And it so ties in with what we're talking about relative to the book, The Woking Dead, which chooses, the topic, the bite-sized topics of working to defend really the kinds of things that they wrote about in the Federalist Papers. Wouldn't that be interesting? Somewhere down the line in history, AJ, if the Woking Dead sat on a shelf next to the Federalist Papers because of how it systematically goes through and addresses how culture has hijacked the messaging of the Federalist Papers and attempted to redefine what our founders actually intended.
Well, it does sit on the shelf next to it in my house. But we need to get it at the National Archives on the same shelf. Look, they would be horrified by the size of government. They all had their own, the three of them had their own disagreements, especially later, about the role of government, the role of the executive, but the main thing that they all agreed on was the uniting force of liberty, individual liberty, and how free people have a right to self-determine their own destiny. And yeah. A lot of that is under attack. Books being pulled off shelves, jokes being, comedians being arrested for jokes, being jammed down our throat when we're trying to just watch sports. And look, LeBron James or whatever nitwit in the NBA or NFL, the dealers, the paint BLM on the NBA court, that's fine. If you want to embrace that, that's fine. They have free speech too. I'm not here to say, oh, my speech is protected and yours isn't. That's what they say to us. However, the audience of this show and the readers of The Woking Dead, we can all vote with our wallet.
Yep.
We can vote with our feet.
Well, and
that's what people are doing.
And Disney's experiencing that. The NBA has experienced that. And the NFL, Major League Baseball tried to jump into wokeism. They experienced the same thing. I want to close just with this thought, which I thought was interesting. Years and years ago, there was a food critic, and I know you, that's something that you've done a lot of as well, named Davis Bynum, in San Francisco. And he made the decision to go from food critic to wine producer. And I used to buy futures, of Davis Bynum Winery, and had a whole wine area full of Davis Bynum wines, incredible wines. You have on this side of it with The Woking Dead done a similar thing because you've been the guy in the background who's created content, given others content, given others critique, tried to help people to see truth and so forth using your vast skills and knowledge. And now you've come out from behind the veil, as you mentioned in our first segment, to write The Woking Dead. And folks, you so need to get this book and you so need to read this book, because it will give you insights and understandings about what it is that we are facing as a culture, politically, and on every front, and how you can also go about pushing back against it. We cannot be wimpy. Neville Chamberlain's will fail miserably. We need Winston Churchill's. We need men of valor. And A.J. Rice is one of those men. And A.J., thank you for coming out from behind the screen to help show us what we need to be doing. And we need to be taking a bold stand. The Woking Dead is a bold stand. A.J. Rice, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. I've got some commentary of my own on the other side right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My, it's Friday. It's Friday. I hope you've had a good week. And I hope that you have enjoyed the program. Would love to hear from you, by the way. You can reach out to us at chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Man, it's interesting. I got a comment on a Rumble video that I put out, that was the interview I did with Claire Lopez and Rick Manning earlier in the week. And we talked about what's going on around the world and the threats. We talked about, the threat that is evident, predicated on the relationship that's being built with Iran. And at the bottom of the next hour, we'll be talking with retired USMC Major Fred Galvin and get his thoughts with regards to the Iran basically now publicly doing what we've been talking about here for years, and that is we know under Obama that they got access to nuclear capabilities to some degree. The Trump administration, by pulling out, made it difficult for Iran to be able to continue to move forward with their plans. See, that was the big deal. That was why that was such a major issue. Iran under Obama with the JCPOA that they put in place, that essentially was like a green light, and now Iran could officially begin to reveal the fact that they already had nuclear warheads being produced and that they already were in the process of a delivery system to be able to shoot those nuclear warheads. That was already going on under the Obama administration, and Obama's people knew it. And NATO, and I want to call it a joke, but it wasn't a good joke. It was a horrific thing. The point of it being that Iran was moving in that direction, and the Trump administration came in and completely disrupted that whole process. So now, because there wasn't going to be this participation by the United States and a document in place and a world recognized piece of paper that said, oh, it's okay, Iran can go ahead and become a nuclear power. Now, because of that kind of made Iran have to go back to doing what it had been doing for years, which was creating a nuclear program, but trying to hide it from the world. Now under Biden, he's re-entered that, and so now because they didn't stop. Don't think for a second that they all of a sudden went, oh, well, you know, ooh, President Trump doesn't want us to have nuclear weapons, we're gonna stop developing them. No, they had been developing this all along, and they were developing under Trump. What I'm saying is that by President Trump making the decision to pull us out of that accord, now Iran didn't have world cover to be able to say, well, you told us it was going to be okay, or you told us that we could do this, or what have you. And that's what they were doing. The Obama administration, which was a pro-Islam, pro-terrorist, in league, in bed, 100% full on with the terrorists, and with Islam and with the destruction of the Western world. That was, you know, the change that was going to come and that did come. At any rate, the point of that is that they'd done this. Okay, so I don't want to beat the dead horse, but the bottom line is that we have an Iran situation that has gone nuclear. We had Russia that was behind the scenes that was helping them all along to do this, in addition to providing them with military wares. And Iran took the billions of dollars that were given to them by the Obama administration and basically propped up Putin and Russia by buying old munitions and old military equipment from Russia, and it was shipped to Iran. So what we just saw take place in all of these open negotiations and conversations and so on and so forth, a lot of this has been going on in the background again for many, many years, for many, many years. And, but now we're in your face. Now we have the Xi situation, and I've mentioned this on the program, and I'll mention it again. Xi's coming up for re-election in October. Xi is in trouble in China. You can identify that there's problems. The bank runs and the bank shutdowns. The fact that they've gone into different provinces in China and done a complete and total shutdown. I believe Shanghai was one of those. Folks, that didn't have anything to do with viruses. That didn't have anything to do with Wuhan virus or Omicron or any other virus. Nothing. That had to do with, these are people that we are concerned are going to create a narrative that we don't want created in our country, and we're going to shut it down. And that's what shutdowns are in communist countries. Communist countries use shutdowns as a means to silence dissent. And Shanghai was in the midst of dissent, and they wanted to shut it down. And now you have the same situation going on. But the problem that Xi has is that within the inner workings, there is a group of individuals that are even a part of what was his support group that are not happy with the direction that things are, the way things are going and the way that China is going and what's happening over in China. China is in some economic trouble. And as a direct result of that, the people over there who have enjoyed this certain level of upwardly mobile prosperity are suddenly not enjoying that anymore, and they don't like it. And Xi is the target. He's the guy with the target on his back. So he's got to do something to make a splash. That's a dangerous thing for us. And Putin is in bed with Xi. Putin has his own issues. There are large swaths of the Russian people who know exactly what Putin is up to. And his assault and his attack on the Ukraine, his invasion of the Ukraine, and they don't agree with it. They 100% do not agree with it. They don't agree with where Putin is trying to take us. And so in the program that I did earlier this week, Claire Lopez brought up something very interesting, and it's called the Westphalia, Westphalia, Westphalia Treaty that was put in place in 1648 after years and years of bloody wars in Europe. They came together and they put a treaty together, and they recognized the sovereign rights of each individual nation and said, we're not going to be infringing. Empire building is done. We're not empire building any longer. And so you have this backdrop now. Well, what's happened now is as I said two Fridays ago, you have Putin who is building an empire. You have Xi, who is trying to build an empire, and has built one. And they're probably, you know, many would say they're our greatest threat. Back in 2016, I would have suggested to you, and did on this program, and actually, I can see his face, the general. At any rate, he validated, he said the same thing. Putin was at that time the most dangerous man in the world, period, bar none. He was the most dangerous man in the world. because of the dip in oil prices, because of the energy dependence issues, because of President Trump going into Europe and saying, listen, if you're going to suck natural gas from Russia, you need to understand the consequences of your decision. And the consequences of your decision will be that when Putin decides to invade, and he will decide to invade, that at the point that he decides to invade, you are going to have to bow down to him, or you need to be doing some things to get yourselves off of his natural gas so that he doesn't control you. Cause right now he's the guy pulling the strings, and they didn't really listen, but now they are listening, and now they are working diligently to try to figure out alternative means by which to draw power. And they're doing some of that. All that having been said, Putin is an empire builder. That's what he's doing. Xi is an empire builder. That's what he is doing. They are in relationship with globalists and globalism, and globalism is the goal. But they have their empire part that they are wanting to play. And there's, and the globalists are, and the deep state and so on. That's what we're battling here in our United States of America. And that's what's in DC. And that is what we have to identify and what we're fighting against. And our great weapon that we have, the people of the United States, our most powerful weapon that we have, is our faith, because our faith is what tells us that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are who we are. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the
pitch.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three coming up. Don Jans joins us at the top of the hour. Just making sure I didn't have anything echoing in here. Don Jans joins us top of the hour. And then bottom of the hour, retired USMC major. And, of course, once you're a Marine, always a Marine. Fred Galvin joins me. He is the author of A Few Bad Men, and we've covered and talked with him before about the prosecution they experienced, but we're going to get in depth on Biden's efforts to nuclearize Iran and what he's done as it relates to that. And it's, you know, so I've kind of helped to walk you through some of the history of what's going on, the empire building that's taking place, the battle that Putin is in, the battle that Xi is in China, his need to make a big splash, and so on and so forth. These are important topics. We'll be covering these things in the weeks to come. We'll also be talking about what's happening again at our southern border. We'll get Victor Avila back on the program to talk about that. We'll continue to bring you information about your health. And I hope that, if you were able to, watch, and listen to the portion of our program wherein we had Tim Sheff and the co-founder of, Aneva, the product that is associated with CGRwellness.com. CGRwellness.com, where you need to sign up to improve your health. Andy Beckler was with us. And Andy talked a bit about, you know, the, studies that they've done relative to protecting and defending your DNA. And if you listened to Dr. Judy Mikovits yesterday, she talked about mRNA and she talked about RNA and she talked about the assault and the attack on the human DNA that is being committed by these injections and the knowledge of it. And she gave, you know, massive numbers, that they know, that they have, you know, that they know individuals that have died. They've now had to name it, by the way. You probably are familiar with the, issue of SID, sudden infant death syndrome. And here's the sad news about that. And Dr. Judy talked about this yesterday here on the program. A lot of the SID, maybe the majority of SID, was actually a direct result of the injections given to the children, to those babies at birth. We did everything we could to keep Samuel from having those, my youngest son. And as he was born, they actually said that he was a 9.5 on the scale. There's a scale where they rate him up to 10, and I can't remember the name of it. My wife will, perhaps text me and correct me or come in and say, honey, it's this. At any rate, there's a scale that they do it. And so he was about a 9, he was a 9.5. They said he would have been a 10, except the color of his skin was just ever so slightly not as pink as would have registered a 10 out of 10. Suckled well, was doing great. I went with him for the bath and the cleaning and what have you, and we were not going to do any injections because our eldest daughter had a reaction to injections. And so as a result of that, we would always wait until the children are older to make that decision. But they somehow got me distracted, and they knew that I didn't want them to do it, and they did it anyway. And the result of that was cerebral palsy and some other issues that he had to deal with. And they said, oh, he did not talk, not do any of this. Well, I can tell you, God is awesome. We serve an awesome God. And, but I can tell you too that there is an issue with them injecting babies and injecting children, and you need to read up on it and be aware of what's going on. So Andy talked about DNA, protecting the DNA, and how this product Vibe, will make a world of difference in your health. And they have the white papers and the clinical studies to show and to prove it up. And you can get this, go to CGRwellness.com. CGRwellness.com. Pick up Vibe. If you need a little extra energy, and a lot of folks do, that's why we drink our coffees, even still. But at any rate, if you're looking for something to give yourself that energy boost during the day, Ultra Shot, natural energy, Ultra Shot. Put these two together. We've also talked this week about the importance of doing a cleanse, and the cleanse includes this Life Cleanse. It includes the Vibe that I just showed you, and it includes Chlorophyll Plus, and the muscle enhancer, which is a protein drink. Those four elements, you'll get all four of them. It's $119 for the cleanse. And then you get the $20 discount when you, number one, you've got to sign up at CGR Wellness, right up here. CGRWellness.com, free registration. Then use this code over here. There it is. Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio. Use that code. You'll get a $20 discount on your first order of $50 or more. And so that $119 goes to $99, but that'll get you started. And then from that point, encourage you to use Vibe. And as Andy said, they have customer service representatives and so forth. So if you have a particular issue, they're going to tell you, get on Vibe. Get on Vibe. An ounce a day for a 200-pound person, about an ounce and a half to 2 ounces a day for a guy my size. But get on Vibe. Start taking that. That'll make a big difference. I've got an announcement I'll make with regards to my own personal health and an improvement directly related to this. But I'll be doing that in the next month. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Don Jans is going to be joining us, and then USMC retired Major, Galvin will be with us as well. Stay tuned. A lot more coming at you here at Chosen Generation Radio.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to... I have to show you, this is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.